In an effort to be in compliance with local and state regulations regarding social distancing and to maintain the health and safety of all involved in those in these public hearings. For staff, board members, and members of the public who are participating, today's agenda is broken down into the following items: approval of the agenda, committee reports, action items to be represented by the staff, other business, status report on current projects, activities, information reports, other public comments, notes by the chairman, adjournment. For each agenda item, action item, the staff will make a presentation. The board may then ask questions of the staff for clarification. During the public comment session, the floor will be open to the public to discuss matters on the agenda. For members of the public, if you wish to comment on an item that the board is considering, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. For persons attending the meeting in person who desire to speak, staff will provide you with a speaker card. At the appropriate time, I will recognize you, and staff will direct you to the microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by me, you will be notified that your time has expired, and I will recognize the next speaker. The meeting will now come to order. First on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. May I have a motion for that?
Mr. Chairman, Lee Smith, make a motion to approve agenda.
Dr. Shabazz, I second the motion.
It's been properly motioned and second that the agenda be approved. Are there any questions? All those signify by voting, by please announcing who you are.
Dr. Shabazz, approve.
Approve.
Lee Smith, yes.
Valerie Bragman, yes.
Sean Gillen, yes.
Teresa Concannon, yes.
Mark Denmark, yes.
Tanya Miller, yes.
Les Fussell, yes.
Ron Feldner, yes.
All votes in. All right, let us move on then now to committee reports that will be given verbal. First, we will have the ACAT by Ms. Hinton.
Hi, this is Asia Harrington speaking on behalf of Teresa Brenner, the ACAT chair. We voted to endorse the action items that staff presented at the previous ACAT meeting on June 21st, 2021.
All right. ACC, Ms. Hunter.
Hi, thank you. I'm presenting on behalf of Dr. Brentley for the CAC. The CAC met on Thursday, June 17th at 5:30, at which time the committee voted to endorse all action items. Thank you.
Pamela Barnett for the EDF AC.
Good morning. Both the Economic Development Freight Committee met on Thursday, as well as the Technical Coordinating Committee. That was on Thursday, June 17th. We covered about a similar agenda, and the action items were all approved, including endorsement of the June amendments to the fiscal year 21-24 TIP for both boards.
Okay, and I forget to recognize the TCC, Ms. Barnett. Thank you for that. Executive Director's report, Mrs. Wilson. All right, she's not here yet. Okay, maybe we have to come back to her report.
No, she's here. She may be trying to unmute. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Chairman, you can go, you can proceed, but we'll come back to her.
All right, we'll move on to the action items. Approval of the April 28, 2001 Core MPO Board Meeting Minutes. I need a motion to approve the April 28th meetings minutes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dr. Shabazz. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the April 28th, 2021 MPO board meeting minutes.
Second, Tanya Milton.
It's been properly motioned and second that the minutes from April 28th, 2021 be approved. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor, please signify by voting by announcing who you are and your vote.
Lee Smith, yes.
John Gillen, yes.
Rodney Simpson, yes.
Teresa Contanin, yes.
Valerie Ragland, yes.
Tom Hutcherson, yes.
Mark Denmark, yes.
Tom Milton, yes.
Ron Feldner, yes.
Okay, everyone. All right, now let us move on to the June amendments to the FY 2021 through 2024 TIP. Ms. Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will share my screen. Okay, so the TIP, the Transportation Improvement Program, is our short-range programming document, and it provides a multi-year listing of our proposed surface transportation projects. And these projects are in the metropolitan planning area, and they use federal, state, and local funding. And the TIP is now referenced in the statewide TIP, which was signed by the governor of Georgia in May 2021. And from time to time, the TIP will get modified to make sure that project updates like the revenues and cost estimates and schedules are incorporated. And so in May, the MPO received transit project updates from CAT, and GDOT also provided funding and scheduling updates for highway projects. There are five proposed updates. Four of them are highway projects, and one of them is related to various funding updates to transit projects. And then of the three of the four highway projects, they relate specifically to Project Durin, which experienced unanticipated delays in development due to the pandemic. And so for the Project Durin, GDOT provided us with a confirmation letter to move funds for the right-of-way phase, and the City of Savannah requested some schedule changes. So those changes include I-516 at Durin Avenue, for us to move the right-of-way funds from fiscal year 21 to 22. Then we have East Durin from SR 204 to Harry S. Truman Parkway, and that one was to remove the right-of-way phase from fiscal year 2021 through the 2024 TIP. And also the SR 21 from CS 346 Mildred Street to SR 204, that one also was to remove the right-of-way phase from the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. And for the fourth highway project update, that's for the City of Savannah Traffic Control Center. There's a delay in project funding and development. So the PE preliminary engineering, utility, and construction phases are moving from fiscal year 21 to 22. And for the proposed transit updates, CAT provided, or they proposed for us to move several projects from fiscal year 21 to 22. They were having unexpected delays in their facility modification projects. So those proposed changes include section 5307, urbanized area formula funds, which are used for operating assistance and CAT's capital projects. And then there's also section 5339, bus and bus facility program funds. Then we also have the FHWA flex funds for the CAT facility rehab. And the fourth one is the 5307 FTA ferry boat discretionary funds for maintenance facility and ferry boat rehabilitation. And attached and provided with your staff reports are some appendices that include the updated tip pages and tables. And also we're including a project development status check, since June is the end of our fiscal year 2021. So that will include updates on all the highway and transit projects that are listed in the fiscal year 21 through 24 tip. And so the advisory committees have reviewed and endorsed the proposed changes, and the MPO staff is asking the board today to adopt the proposed updates for the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 tip. Thank you.
We will now open the virtual public hearing for the June amendments to FY 2021 through 2024. Transportation Improvement Program. Please identify yourself before speaking and make sure that you are unmuted. The public hearing is now open. Do we have anyone from the public? Hearing none. We will now move to close the public hearing. Public hearing is now closed. Let me, before, now we're going to the board discussion and actions, all right? And the chairman and MPO's members present, please make sure you unmute yourself and state your name before making a motion and seconding it and having any discussion, okay? Let me say now, I may have caused some confusion as the chairman of the MPO. I asked the county manager to call GDOT and the city of Savannah to bring me up to speed on the Durant Avenue project. And I think they thought that I was doing that from the county because I asked the county manager. Okay, so I may have caused that confusion. But what I'm trying to do as the new person in the seat, I need to be updated on what the progress is and where we are with that project, as well as I need to meet with, as chairman, I need to meet with the MPO board and the CAT, okay? Well, there's some changes there that I need to be brought up to speed on, okay? So I asked for those meetings, and I think they were thinking I was dealing with it from the commission chair's seat, but I was talking about from the MPO seat, all right? So I'm going to be arranging those meetings with those ones. I wanted everyone on the board to know that the meeting is designed to bring me up to speed because I have not been involved, and now things are being changed, and I don't know what they'd be changed from to, all right? And I'm a person who like to know. So I will be requesting those meetings, and I think from now on what I need to do is go through the MPO staff, all right, so that I won't have that confusion. But I didn't know that when I asked the county manager to make those calls for me, and I don't want him to get insulted, all right, because no, it's not the county's business, but it is the MPO's business, and so therefore it becomes my business. So those of you who thought he was dipping in the wrong place, it was because of me, okay? So I want to make that clear, and I hope everyone understands where I'm coming from, okay? Now, are there any board members who would like to discuss the actions of the June amendments to the FY 2021-24? Please identify yourself and state your questions or concerns.
Mr. Chairman, Lee Smith, I do have a question, not to get in the weeds, but with a CAT representative that is in the virtual meeting, just generally, the CAT facility rehab, can you give me a high level of what that includes for the CAT rep?
That would be Ms. Ragland, or would that be a member of the staff?
Whoever's on.
Actually, Ms. Dice is the chief strategy officer, and I would defer to her at this time.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hey, it's Bren Dice. Our facilities modifications include a bus wash rehab that we are doing in our CAT Central facility, and also some office changing. We're moving some interior walls around to accommodate all of our staff and doing some interior remods. Most of them will be at the CAT Central. I believe there's a little bit scheduled for ITC.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any others?
Mr. Chairman, for clarification, I'd just like to identify that CAT Central is the main office located at 900 East Gwinnett, and the ITC is making reference to the transfer center at 610 West Oberthorp Avenue. Thank you for the clarification.
All right, anyone else? Any other board members? Any actions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Chairman, this is Dr. Chavez. In reference to the report for Project DeRin, with the modifications in moving the funds from FY 2021 to 2022, does that do anything with the current timeline scheduling of critical points being completed with the project, or even the right-of-way acquisitions?
Let me defer that to staff, because that's one of the things I did not know, okay? And so that's one of the things, that's the reason I'm asking. So if any member of the staff, Ms. Hunter, or anyone else who can answer that?
Mr. Chairman, this is Waikota Wong. I think maybe Barry Stanton and Leon Davenport can provide some answers to that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I was going to say that someone from Savannah would be more apt to answer that question with regards to the right-of-way acquisition status. They are the project manager for this project.
All right, so that's Dr. Chavez asking.
Dr. Chavez, yes. Someone from the staff would be better to give you more detailed information with regards to right-of-way acquisition.
Right. Just to clarify, the city has a project manager, Barry Stanton. GDOT has a project manager, Brent Blocker, and they would be the two main points of contact as this is an active project.
Okay. So we.
This is. Sorry. How's this like this? This is Christy Levitt with. I'm the program manager for GDOT. I can give a brief overview if you want.
Thank you.
All right. This will not, the right of way, we're waiting for the environmental document to be approved. And at that time, we can move toward starting to acquire right of way. So that's why we needed the shift. So the shift will not mess up the schedule. We needed the shift due to the environmental document that has to be in place and approved prior to right away being able to start. So hope that helps.
Fantastic. That's what I needed to know, if anything was going to move the schedule, and you answered the question. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Any other concerns, any other discussion coming from board members? Hearing none, let us now move. I need a motion to approve the June amendments to FY 21 through FY 24 TIP.
Pamela Bernard, so move.
I need a
Dr.
second.
Dr. Bass, I second the motion.
All right, it's been properly motioned and second that we approve the amendments for FY 2021 through 2024 for the TIP. Are you ready for the question? Please vote by announcing who you are and your vote.
Lee Smith, yes.
Dr. Shabazz, yes.
Bradley Simpson, yes.
Tom Hutchison, yes.
Les Fussell, yes.
Teresa Concannon, yes.
Pamela Bernard, yes.
Valerie Ragland, yes.
Tanya Milton, yes.
Ron Feldner, yes.
Okay, motion passes. All right, we move on now to other business.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In order to fund planning studies that are beyond the usual annual formula grants that we receive, the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee meets convenes twice each year in late March and late September to consider funding requests for plans and studies to be funded from the statewide pool of unspent PL funds. Oh, sorry, Mark Wilkes. To consider studies to be funded from the statewide pool of unspent PL funds from prior fiscal years. Those funds come from MPO planning funds from MPOs around the state of Georgia, other than Atlanta Regional Commission. When they go unspent at the end of a given year, they are pooled at the state level, and there are two times each year, March and September, that we can apply for them. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, we try to include the studies into the unfunded or illustrative section of the staff work program, the Unified Planning Work Program. The fiscal year 2022 UPWP or work program includes six such studies. They include the Islands Expressway Corridor Study, a freight transportation study, a sea level rise study, State Route 204 Corridor Study, an Old River Road Operational and Capacity Improvement Study, and a transportation data and analytical tools purchase. Again, these are in the fiscal year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program, so they've been identified as priorities. And basic information on those is included in pages 46 through 51 of the Unified Planning Work Program. The TCC is responsible for reviewing these studies, for affirming the need for the studies, and ultimately for recommending the studies to this board. At their meeting last week, we discussed four specific requests for funding for the September round of applications. They are the Islands Expressway Corridor Study, and that is between Truman Parkway and US 80. That's a request of Chatham County. The second is a freight transportation study that's being requested by MPC as the fiscal agent for the core MPO. That is a recommendation that came out of our recent certification review, a request to Federal Highway, and it makes perfect sense as we're a major freight hub. The third is a sea level rise study also being proposed by MPC as fiscal agent for the core MPO. And the fourth is a US 80 corridor study. This is a new request. It's not yet in the work program, but a new request from the city of Pooler. And I wanted to point out that there's an error in the staff report about the limits. The correct limits are from either Pooler Parkway or the Western City limits. It's not quite clear, but there's a map that's attached to our agenda today that you can look at. So we'll be working to clarify that. Here's the study area. And those are the four requests. The way the process is laid out, the TCC discusses them at least a couple of meetings. That's what GDOT and Federal Highway like to see, just so that we can ensure that they've had a thorough review. So the meeting last week was the first TCC review of the proposals. They were all advanced to the second round of discussions, which will take place in August, as they were all seen as having merit. So the way the process works, we will continue to work with TCC members to refine the proposed scopes. We will come back to this board in August with a formal request that the board endorse the studies that are put forward by the TCC, potentially all four of these, for a formal funding request to the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee. And the TCC once again did endorse all of the studies at this point to move forward for further discussion. So potentially all of these will be coming back to you in August. And that's my report.
Are there any questions from any board members to Mr. Wilkes about the report? All right, hearing none, we can get ready now to move on to the next item, which is fiscal year 2021 UPWP budget adjustments. Ms. Wong is going to do that.
Yeah, this is what good one, and I will just talk about this one. Mm-hmm. As you know, that the Unified Planning Work Program is the staff budget. So we actually adopted the fiscal year 2021 UPWP in February of last year, but the development of that started probably about like 3 months earlier than that. So basically, we are using the federal dollars from Federal Highway Administration and Federal Transit Administration, and then we have to allocate available funds into the different tasks. For example, the operations administration, the training, and tip and long range, etc. But like 1 year and a half to predict what the staff will do, the budget. There might be some errors, not errors. I mean, just we do an estimate of how much that we will have allocated to each task, but the staff work might change during the years. So, for example, we actually allocated $115,000 for operations administration to administer the meetings, but we actually had special meetings, special TCC meetings in September, and then we have special TCCCs and ACAT meetings in April. So that actually increased the operation and administration. And also for the certification review, we had a lot of communication and coordination work between GDOT, FHW, FTA, and MPO. So that increased the staff budget as well. And for example, for the freight planning, we also budgeted for like two ADVAC meetings each year. But because we are updating the freight plan, this year, so we are developing the freight plan scope. So we actually have extra meetings for the ADVAC committee. So we have December, April, and June meetings. So that increased the staff budget as well. You can see. So we by the end of the year, we are try to just make some adjustments to all these work tasks and allocate the funds to those programs that really need funds from the other programs that have surplus, but the total budget actually doesn't change. So as you can see, these are the adjustments just based on that actual staff work and then expected needs that we have. This is actually pre-administrative because this is what GDOT requested. So by the end of the fiscal year, we do the budget adjustments and then GDOT approves the budget adjustments. And then we need to update all of these tiny tables in the UPWP and then the financial table just to help us to close out the contracts with GDOT. So when GDOT closed out the contract, they check these final numbers and then do check. So this is just a routine administrative work presented to you for information. No action is required. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, it's for information. Are there any board members who have questions for her? All right, Mr. Smith.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wicoda, I do see numbers are my thing. Under the FHWAPL local, if you'll go to the small table, if you'll see the first line under funding source, that should be 23,600.00.
Which one is this? Which page?
Final revised. Revised. It's under budget updates, but it's under 1.1.
1.1.
Yeah, you just turned from.
It's the very first.
Very first
small. Mm-hmm. You see 23 with a comma.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the comma should be over here.
Yeah, just move.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, move the, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I will update this.
Thing. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I find out if I work on something for a while, I don't see the errors. So that's why I need the fresh pair of eyes. But thank you very much. I will update this.
Okay, thank you.
And any board member can make the adjustment on the report that you have. Just move the decimal back one place.
Okay.
All right, we had the right number.
Yeah, thank you.
All of us do that. Are there any other questions now for her? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, let us then get ready now. We're ready to move on to information reports. And these are verbal reports, GDOT project status report. Is there any?
Maybe Troy or Christy, I mean, whoever. Troy, are you going to give the GDOT status report?
Katie should be on the line to provide this report. Katie, are you there?
The good part about this is the next meeting, we'll all be in person.
Okay, I'm unmuted now. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Start with number one. This is Brampton Road Connector from State Road 21 to State Road 25 to State Road 21 Spur. It is anticipated to lay in July.
Which, this is Christy. Can I just interject on this one? We're actually going to have an August letting for this. So just wanted to make sure I clarified.
Number two, I-16 from I-95 to 516. The next milestone is a full NEPA reevaluation. Number three, I-16 and at State Road 307. They're waiting on a 3A. Conditional notice to proceed. Number four, State Route 25 at Savannah River and Port Wentworth. The delay is scheduled in September. Number five, State Road 25 at Middle River in Port Wentworth is also scheduled to delay in September. Number six, Chatham is State Road 204 from State Road 21 to 1201 Rio Road at 23. That's anticipated PFPR September. Number line eight is I-16 at 647 Chatham Parkway. This is request FF.
Katie, I think you might be muted.
Yeah, it seems like we lost her.
She's on. Are we moving on now?
Schedule is.
Oh, okay.
They're approving the schedule, and the next milestone is PFPR. Also, Lazaretta Creek, the PFPR is anticipated in August. Line 13, State Road 26 from 516 to 188 Victory Drive. The next milestone is FFPR. Effingham Parkway, they are awarded to the lowest bidder in construction. So this one actually let in May, but it will be awarded in July. Line 15 is a duplicate, so skip to 16. State Road 21 at State Road 30, anticipated let in July, and State Road 21 at State Road 30, anticipated let is also in July.
Okay.
I've got a question about the Effingham Parkway project. That my understanding that was let, but it hasn't been awarded yet. I was just curious. Does anybody know who the low bidder was?
I believe it was Balfour Beatty.
Thanks, Troy.
That's great.
I would like to make a comment on projects 4 and 5, the Savannah River Bridge and the Middle River Bridge. Even though it says the let is scheduled in September, these are design builds. So when they're scheduled to let, that actually starts the majority of the design work. That's not actually groundbreaking or construction work.
All right, let me do this now before anyone else comments. When you say, I want to make a comment, you have to identify yourself because we are not seeing who's talking, nor do we know who's talking, okay? Especially this newbie sitting right here in this chair. Okay, so do me a favor, announce who you are and then make your comments. All right, now who is that wanted to make the comments just then?
This is Troy Pittman with GDOT.
Okay. And then there was somebody who asked about the Effingham County.
Yes, sir. That was Pamela Bernard.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I know who's asking and who's talking. Are we completed there with the updates for GDOT?
Mr. Chairman, Lee Smith, question.
All right.
On project ID 12757, that's the 16 from I-95 to I-516. A NEPA was completed already. I just see it says re-evaluation. Is that due to changes in the scope?
So this is Troy Pittman with GDOT. It's my understanding that when they gave notice to proceed for segments of this project, which they gave conditional notice proceeds to start some of the construction, they were giving acceptance on certain portions of the project. So this NEPA reevaluation is basically to wrap up the entire project and give environmental approval for the entire corridor. So that's the way I understand it.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions from a board member for GDOT? All right, hearing none, thank you. Now the Chatham County project status, is that GDOT still? All that was GDOT?
That probably is Pamela.
Pam?
Yes, sir, thank you. Start with the pre-construction projects. The I-16 Jimmy DeLoach, the PFA, has been signed and executed by GDOT, so we're good on that. Chevis Road, we've got the proposals in from consultants for design, and those are being reviewed now. They've completed right-of-way acquisition on the Quaco Road widening project, so that one can move forward. And then they're gonna start on the right-of-way acquisition for Little Neck Road. So that's good. Skidaway Road, sounds like we're going to have a public information open house again soon. That's probably about 2 months out, I guess. Get that ready. Islands Expressway, Oatland Island, we're just waiting on environmental permitting for that. Ball Towers under design, as well as the last three there are all still under design. As far as projects under construction, Quaco at 17, that one is substantially complete at this point. We did a final inspection a week or two ago, and so Punsell's work is underway. Are there any questions about any of those projects?
Are there any questions for Ms. Bernard, from anyone?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, let us now go to the City of Savannah Project Status Report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Heath Lloyd with the City of Savannah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. City of Savannah project status update. The DeLesseps Avenue project is going to be a little bit of a modification. This one says that the contract will be brought before council for approval on June 24th. That we believe will be the first meeting in July. We have a few items that we need to clean up before we can bring that before council. Traffic control center, we are still working on that. We have a project manager and a project number associated. We are in the process of procurement for a design build firm. So that is moving in the right direction. The big one is Project Duren, as you know it, I-516 at Duren Avenue, the New Hampstead Boulevard piece. The environmental schedule was pushed back 3 months due to a required amendment. That amendment, unfortunately, is a result of just the duration of that project. When we started our environmental initially, there was right-of-way that was identified. That right-of-way has shifted just a little bit due to some revisions, and so now we have to do an amendment. The good news is that we still hope to authorize right-of-way in fiscal year 2022. For us, that will be next June. We hope to be moving forward. And finally, the Truman Linear Park was an
I think we lost him, yeah.
But the environmental phase is nearing completion. So with that, that's the project report for the City of Savannah. If there are questions, I will entertain them.
Any questions for Mr. Lloyd? Hearing none, we're ready to move on with CAT status report.
Yes, sir. It's Bren Dice from CAT. Our first project on the list is the 6 electric buses that we are excited to be in the process of purchasing. We have 5 electric buses that have arrived on site, 3 40-foot and 2 35-footers. And our last bus had some issues on the manufacturing line, so we decided not to accept that bus. We've asked for a new bus to be built for us, and we're expecting it to arrive in September at the latest. So we'll have those moving in soon. In the meantime, our staff is working on getting the equipment in the buses and doing all the proper training and checks needed for this new line of vehicles. Our 34 paratransit vehicles and our support vehicles, the chassis are built, but we are waiting for the chips, which are obviously on back order. We expect those to be arriving late August in September or September. Our intelligent transit system is moving along well. That's in phase 3 of 8, and we have a soft completion estimate of February of next year. As far as our facilities mods, I talked about this a little bit a couple of minutes ago, but we have to give you more detail on what we are doing there at CAT Central on Gwinnett Street. We are doing bus wash rehab. We are updating our executive area and changing out the gym area and the HR suite. So just some interior modifications there. They are moving forward and expect more to happen this summer. The ferry boat rehabilitation, the Susie King Taylor, is in the architecture and engineering phase is complete now, and it has been sent to the shop for repairs. So that is great. As far as the ferry boat maintenance facility and ferry dock, the architecture and engineering process is happening now, and we are working through some deed work to get that moving forward on our end. And lastly, our bus stops, stations, and terminals. We are in the process of putting new amenities out at some of our stops, and that's happening. I said spring. I think we're over spring now, so I'm going to say summer to that of 2021. And that's it. I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Kat? All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We'll now go to our update from Lost. I don't have a name here. Is it? All right, she's not on. Okay. Let us then go now to updates from Bloomingdale. Are there any? Hearing none, Effingham County.
No update.
Garden City.
No update, Mr. Chairman.
Georgia Ports Authority. Hinesville, MPO.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. My name is Jeff Ricketson. I'm the director of the Hinesville MPO. Just got a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention. We are about to put out a request for proposals for a corridor study for EG Miles Parkway, which is State Route 197, west of Hinesville. And we're trying to get some projects developed there for safety and congestion relief on that corridor. It's a unchannelized corridor, or has open medians, and carries about 20,000 cars a day. And we've had a lot of pedestrian and vehicle crashes there. So we're hoping to get some suggestions for improving that situation. And we're also about to initiate a bicycle and pedestrian plan that we're going to be working on over the next year. So those are the two big things that we have going on here in Hinesville.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from board members? All right, let's go to Low Country area, MPO, I'm sorry. All right, they're not. All right, Pula.
Mr. Davenport had ours. This is Rebecca Benton.
All right. Is he on?
Uh-oh, the mayor put me on the spot. I wasn't expecting that. I would probably say no update. I mean, we do have the US 80 study that they would really like to see going on. The Quaco Road project, the city just approved an amendment to Moffitt-Nichols contract to go ahead and do the construction plans for that project. We're looking at about 18 months for design before those go out to bid. So those should be coming in the next year and a half. That project will take Quaco Road, starting with Pula Parkway at basically I-16, and continue improvements all the way around to Canal Bank Road. This project, at this phase, will not take us all the way to the I-95 bridge. So I believe that's the biggest part of our updates for today.
All right, Paul Wentworth. Nothing from Paul Wentworth. All right, Richmond Hill.
Good morning, Les Fussell. No real update other than we're looking forward to the completion of the Highway 144 widening, which I believe is still scheduled for the end of this summer.
All right. Savannah Airport Commission.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Denmark with the Airport Commission. No update this meeting.
All right, thank you, sir. Thunderbolt.
Morning, Miley. Nothing for the group.
All right, thank you, Tybee. Allen.
This is Sean Gillen. No update, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Vernonburg. Okay, now we are there anyone from the public who would like to make any comments? At this time, you have 3 minutes if anyone has signed up or anyone has called in. If you are on this virtual meeting with us, please use your raise hand so that the staff can identify you and have you come in. Do we have any public comments? None at this time. All right, let us move on now to the notes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Waikota again. I just want to let you know that I just added in a new agenda item for TIP funding tracker. So this is basically a recommendation from the Federal Highway Administration during our certification review. They want us to track where we spent the Z230, Z001, and then the HIP funds that the MPO manages. So the purpose is to prevent funding lapsing. So we want to make sure that all the projects on targets to, if they awarded the MPO managed funds, and they are on target to get the funds authorized and use the funds. So I'm just providing this information to you over there. And if you're interested, and the information is listed over here. Basically, the project sponsors Chatham County, City of Savannah, Chatham Air Transit, and the GDOT provided this information. So just want to let you know the information is there if you're interested in looking at it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, now is there from the MPC?
Yes, I just wanted to remind everybody that we are still taking feedback regarding the transportation element in the comprehensive plan. That's at the end of your agenda packet. And if you see something in here that you would like us to update or that you think that we need to add to, please let us know. We're trying to have the final draft done by actually within the next week so that we can start the process for moving forward with the elected bodies. So please take a moment to look at this and provide feedback if you've got any. I know a lot of you have been very active in working with us on the comprehensive plan update, and I want to thank you for your work as we move forward with that process. Thank you.
Okay.
We've got the SR21 access management study status report. Mark can give an update on that. While he's doing that or getting ready for that, just wanted to remind everybody that the next core meeting is going to be on August the 25th at 10 a.m.
Okay, Mark Wilkes, Core MPO. I'll give the status report on the State Route 21 Access Management Study. You'll recall that this is a special study that was authorized by this board and funded through the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee using that pot of money that we were discussing earlier, the unspent PL funds that were pooled from around the state. We gave the consultant, which is Croy Engineering, a notice to proceed March 5th of this year. We held a kickoff with the project management team on March 19th and held our first project advisory group meeting on May 13th. We've got a webpage that's up now with a lot of the project information, and we've conducted our first online survey. That survey, I believe, closed late last week, so we thank everyone that actively participated with us in that. The webpage also includes a wiki map. That is another tool that we use for people to give us their feedback. They can literally go in to this online map and draw on it and point out areas of concern. People seem to respond really well to information on maps, so we're glad to be able to provide that as a visualization tool. The first public meeting was held virtually on May 25th, 2021, which I think was our first project-specific or corridor-specific virtual public meeting, but we had great attendance. Well over 20 people showed up for that, and a recording of the meeting is available on the website through the link in your electronic agenda. A day-long road safety audit was held on June 9th, which I believe all of the Core MPO staff participated in, as well as staffers from GDOT district, our engineer, Garden City staff, which was pretty successful. Not too many surprises turned up during the road safety audit, although we don't have the final report from that yet. Most of the issues tend to be maintenance related, things with striping needing to be renewed, sidewalks needing to be cleaned up and repaired, that sort of thing. There was a list of three or four potential signalized intersections, or rather signals that are planned to go in or may go in. One of the things that they're going to be looking at is whether there are some places with accident patterns between those signals where it may make sense to close the median to prevent some of the accident patterns that are observed. But the consultant is going to have to dig down a little bit deeper into the detailed accident reports, because the summaries that we had really didn't give enough information that day. So we look forward to receiving that in the next few weeks. And that's my report.
Okay. Mrs. Smith?
Yes, sir. Lee Smith. Mr. Chairman, two things. First of all, with MPC Director, I do want to reiterate folks going to the MPC website and going to the 2040, the comprehensive plan. I have been really, really impressed with what the MPC staff is doing, the readability, how it appears, but the data. It's awesome. But I know they really do need your comments and your input on the transportation piece. So please go to that and get with either the director or the staff. The other thing is, Ms. Chairman, we do have a new member today, and that is Bob Miley, a new administrator with the town of Thunderbolt, and want to welcome him here in Chatham County. And
Miley, also, thank you, Lee.
Oh, and also Les Fussell, first meeting. So, Ms. Chairman, want to welcome them and look forward to working with them.
Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And let me also welcome...
also, my commissioner, Tanya Melt.
Yeah.
Seeing her MPC, we're just good old friends. I forget.
Well, she's now part of the MPO. All right, we have appointed her here. So this is her first meeting, and we welcome her as well. Okay. Now, this says that the next MPO meeting will be Wednesday, August the 25th, 2021 at 10 a.m. And I'm going to change that last statement. It's not going to be a virtual meeting. All right. The governor has sent down that he, as of July 1, all right, the executive order will go out of place as concerning mass and distancing. And so there, we can then join here in the MPC office and do the MPO's business. All right. So we're going to take the virtual part off. I know that's on your printout. But heads up, all right, so that we'll be in person. And is there any other thing that needs to come before this body?
Mr. Chairman, I know just in dealing with virtual meetings, by order of the chair yesterday, the county is sending out today, effective today, that masks are optional for employees in buildings, required of visitors. And that does not pertain to the court facilities. They are still under a judicial emergency order, but we'll be sending that out today.
I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone. This is Anne Marie Day with Federal Highway. Just to add to the directives that was provided on under USDOT Federal Highway, we have not received any guidance in terms of returning to in-person meetings, returning to our office. We're still working through guidance on that. As such, we're not able then to participate in the in-person meetings because we have not received any directions and guidance in attending meetings or going on project site visits. So I do enjoy these virtual meetings because it gives Federal Highway an opportunity to be really, really engaged and involved in the process. And as you guys transition back to the in-person, I will not be able to participate in during the meeting, but I'll continue, you know, communication with the MPO staff. So hopefully that coordination will improve since we're not able to attend those meetings. So it's just, you know, give you guys a background. We're not there yet on the federal side. We're not there yet in terms of meeting in person and attending local meetings or state meetings.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that was only for the state that the governor was talking about. So yeah, so we understand that the federal is dealing with another. So we'll make sure that the virtual meeting for our federal is still in place, okay? So that we can have everyone here because we do need your input.
Thank you.
Is there any further matters that need to come before the board? If not, shall we declare this meeting adjourned?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that this meeting be adjourned.
So move. All right, so done. Have a great day. Thank you all.
Thank you.